from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Hundreds of migrants feared dead. A boat thought to be carrying as many as 700 migrants trying to reach Europe capsized overnight off the Libyan coast. Officials say 28 people have been rescued, but hundreds are feared dead in the waters 193 kilometers south of the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. The boat is believed to have capsized when the migrants moved to one side of the vessel as a merchant ship approached. Hours after a suicide bomber in Jalalabad, Afghanistan, killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others, Kabul's military chief, General Sher Mohammad Karimi, in an unprecedented speech in neighboring Pakistan, called for both nations to step up counterterrorism efforts.
The ongoing strategic dialogue between our two countries gives me great hope, and we all need to redouble our earnest, sincere efforts so that we help realize the noble and rightful aspiration of millions of our citizens for a life of peace, security, dignity, and prosperity.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have for years accused each other of harboring militants responsible for attacks in the other country. A video released today by Islamic State purports to show the killing of groups of Ethiopian Christians in Libya. Footage posted online shows two groups of captives said to be held by IS affiliates in different parts of Libya. One group of captives was shot and the other captives were beheaded, the Associated Press reports. Analysts say the video is similar to previous Islamic State videos. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. And this is VOA News. Iraqi forces entered and recaptured most of the country's largest refinery from Islamic State on Saturday. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State said troops retook all of Baji Refinery at around midday. But officials in Salahuddin province, where it is located, said fighting continued around some facilities. The United Nations Children's Fund is voicing concern about the decision by Australia to transfer asylum seekers detained on the Pacific island of Nauru to Cambodia, possibly as early as Monday. Ron Corbin reports.
The first group of refugees who had been seeking asylum in Australia could be sent to Cambodia in the coming days under a deal reached by the countries last year. The agreement calls for Cambodia to accept the refugees in return for $35 million in aid and reflects Australia's harder-line approach towards asylum seekers and refugees in recent years. The United Nations Children's Fund says Cambodia and Australia have overlooked the rights of the children. Under the agreement, Australia will temporarily fund accommodation and resettlement services for refugees who voluntarily travel to Cambodia for at least 1 year. Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen has defended the resettlement program in a bid to ease concerns within the country over its social and economic costs. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
A leading U.S. newspaper says the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Justice Department have formally acknowledged that almost all of the examiners in an elite FBI forensic unit gave flawed testimony against criminal defendants for more than a two-decade period before the year 2000. The Washington Post reported that according to the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and the Innocence Project, that 26 of the 28 examiners with the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit overstated forensic matches to favor prosecutors in more than 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far. The reviewed cases included 32 defendants who were sentenced to death. 14 of them have either been executed or died in prison, the two groups said. It has been 20 years since the Oklahoma City bombing in the south-central U.S. state of Oklahoma, a car bomb that exploded April 19, 1995, at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, killed 168 people. Anti-government militant Timothy McVeigh detonated a rental truck full of explosives parked in front of the building. The blast was so severe that it ripped the entire front off the federal building and damaged other buildings within a 16-block radius. McVeigh was convicted for carrying out the bombing. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.